This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Warriors, you're not in a shambles.
I got to put a rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest.
Real quick, yeah. Coming up in 40 minutes, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, is going to join us. And in 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the keyword to play knockout at Chase.
Love it. Top five, this randomly just came to me. Let's do a Mount Rushmore of Warrior Killers. I think Kyrie gets the number one spot.
Okay.
I remember the Christmas game years ago when he still was with Cleveland and Bron, and he put on a show to win that game when they're wearing the hideous uniforms.
Okay.
So Kyrie number one.
All right.
James Harden number two. He had the Warriors, the Durant Warriors, down 3-2. Come on now,
what's never the cover photo?
That's like beating them. People hate him. You got a problem with it, Evan Harden?
I'd go with LeBron over Harden.
Well, he was coming next.
I'd go with Norman Powell over James Harden.
Norman, yeah. I like Powell. And then Chris Paul was going to be the fourth after LeBron.
I mean, last week it was Keontae George.
Dude,
Keon Ellis hurts him.
Man, why would you bring up last year's? Butchered. Shout out Shasky. The buyout market. Reggie Jackson. What happened to his career? He used to be a dude.
Am I talking to Matt or Eric?
let's go to Brendan in Novato. He's noticed something about Draymond Green. Brendan, how you doing?
Hey, Sonny. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing?
All right. Doing well.
In the first two games with Butler, and there was a sense of joy, and you could see it and you could feel it. Being a former player and coach, if you're one of your leaders is having bad attitude, bad body language, negative kind of overall effect, which Green was having last night for the majority of the game, and even Steph had to come over to him and calm him down for a minute. It deflates the whole team. And like, he tried to make a straight line pass from 2 feet away to Buddy Hield in the middle of the lane. Then he got on Hield. Like, it was Hield.
Yeah, man.
Like, you can't have that attitude and show that nonverbal expression on the court and be successful, especially from a leadership position like Draymond Green has. There was no joy last night. And I believe that he suffocated that joy, and it was in the first half, it was in the second half. It's like the old Draymond when he can't see past something negative and move forward.
You know,
it was glaring to me.
Well, let me ask you this, and because I've been talking to Goo about this, I kind of feel like he's been walking the edge for 2 weeks now. I think he's been more angry on the court than he was maybe the first two and a half months of the season. Like, something's bothering him.
Yeah, the ESPN telecast the other night, I didn't get Fitz and Kalinas, Donnie, they were talking about it. But I'm like, to his point, I don't like him showing up Buddy that way.
Well,
and sometimes it's Draymond's fault, and he takes it all the way down court. The ball stops. He's talking. Draymond's talking to the sideline almost, Donnie, I'm guessing, like he's snitching on Buddy. It's like we all saw it. Let's move on. And Buddy takes the high road, comes up to him. What did you say? And I'm just like, and we're wondering why this dude can't hit the side of a barn. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Brandon, what do you think about that? Do you think, like, have you noticed that in the last couple weeks?
No, the first two games, it was gone. His attitude was gone the first two games, and you could see the joy, and everybody was talking about the joy the Warriors were playing with. And I didn't see it in the first two games from Draymond with Butler back, you know, on the squad. But yesterday, it was glaring, and you're right. At the beginning of the season, it was glaring. And for some reason, he forgot about it for the first two games, but last night it showed up again. You cannot throw a straight line pass from 3 feet away in the key. Like, you just can't.
No.
And then you're going to blame it on somebody.
Right.
You're going to blame it on Buddy Hield.
Oh,
and then Buddy Hield is now, his confidence is wrecked. You know what I mean? So it's like, as a leader, he knows better. Like, he's got to pick those guys up, and he's got to show confidence in them. And when he's getting into them and dogging them for stuff that he did wrong, then it implodes the whole team. I mean, I used to coach, and you got one negative person, not let alone your leader, one of your leaders, then you're just asking for trouble, and you aren't going to win.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Or Brendan, sorry. Brendan, yeah. Thanks for the call.
I'm not mad. So it ain't just me picking on John. Like, I see it.
Buddy Hield is the easiest guy on the team to pick on, and everybody does it. Buddy Hield is the guy. This year, Buddy Hield is the player who's getting fingers pointed at him for problems that are bigger than just his.
Well, then,
he's the scapegoat.
Well, he's
right
the
now.
New Klay Thompson, because if we want to keep it real, keep your P.I., Stoddy, when he left, all the joy was back, and little things were said that I thought were pointing at Klay.
Next question.
Yeah, I don't like when fans do that.
Well, the player's doing it, his teammate.
No, but I don't like when, like, Buddy Hield wasn't as responsible for that loss as some other players. Like, it starts with Steph. Like, Buddy's not making shots. We know that. But nobody played great last night. Draymond had stretches. Butler was okay. Steph couldn't make a shot. Like, you don't. Buddy couldn't make a shot. Like, nobody played well enough for them to win, I didn't think, last night.
Yeah, and I'll say this to you, because, like, I'm on the sideline. My fat butt's on the sideline watching these thoroughbreds play ball. Pastani, it's only been three games. Tonight will be four with Jimmy Butler. And as excited as I still am, they needed the move. Yet you look at the standings. There they are, still fiddling around 10th. And if somehow a better team in regard record-wise beat you tonight, you're going to go into the break one under.
Yeah.
So all the stuff that I'm like, the euphoria of, I can't wait to the seven-game series, could you imagine the Macbeth version of Warrior basketball?
Why can't you?
Because you can't lose games like last night.
They did.
Let's do this. Let's have
See,
some fun.
You think everything's going to change with the snap of a finger?
No, I don't.
Can I do something first before you go
off? Yeah. Take your time.
The keyword to play Knockout at Chase is defense. Keyword is defense. When you hear that sounder, not now, but sometime before 1 o'clock, call into the contest line at 415-523-4652. Give them the keyword, and you're playing Knockout at Chase Center. Go ahead, Goo.
Okay, and Evan, I want you a part of this, and a listener.
I'm done
this
being
nice.
This
is why I'm really PO'd about the loss last night. Forget the position. This is just an exercise. Can we look at the Warrior roster and say, okay, you guys were without AD, so I'm going to say the Warriors were without Curry. You got a problem with that?
Okay.
Gafford.
They're 6-3 without Curry, though.
But hold on, I don't care about Ray. Gafford was out.
He stinks.
So I'm going to say Draymond is also out.
No chance.
Evan,
Draymond to Gafford.
Gafford's a baller.
He stinks.
Okay, Lively.
Now that he's different.
Okay. Got Lively.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Do you guys get where I'm going?
No, I don't.
I can't even have fun.
you're saying like if the Warriors are playing.
Yeah, Evan, that's all. They wouldn't win that game.
They might.
No, not fully at full health.
Is there a game this year where the Warriors have been down to their G Leaguers and won?
I keep thinking of 2 years ago. Who did they beat? Remember, they beat Miami. But we don't have a new version. Like, that's inexcusable last night, man.
I'm surprised you haven't brought up the stat that's really been bugging you. Brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Well, that's nice, Evan. Which?
1-21.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
What are you?
It bothers you. It doesn't.
1-21 after trailing after three? So Steph was right. Well, they're not built to come back.
But Steph's the best player on the team.
So he takes some ownership in this.
You would think, or you don't have to give him any ownership of it.
No, it's not him.
Man. It's not
him. We hook
him
up with Steph here soon, hopefully.
I think we're done with him.
No, we have some of the best interviews with him ever.
Yeah, I know, but I think
he asked us who our Masters pick were.
I think you guys are too big for him at this point.
He sent you a jersey. That's better than sitting down one-on-one.
Let's go to... Mike's in Santa Clara.
Hey, Mike. Is this the guy that owes us golfing in Half Moon Bay? Oh, no. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wish I was able to make it to that Pebble Beach Pro-Am for sure, but oh well. Hey, just a quick update, guys. I had called you guys a couple weeks ago saying that we were expecting our baby. She was born on January 27th.
Let's go.
Healthy baby girl.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, man.
What's her name?
We ended up going with Raya.
I like that, Raya.
Nice.
R-Y-A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
R-Y-A.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty.
Anyway, guys, all right. So, you know, watching the game last night, look, going off of what the previous caller, Brandon, was talking about with Draymond and his antics and his frustration, yeah, it's noticeable. But during the game, it wasn't just Draymond I was seeing that was just really frustrated. I'm not saying towards Buddy Hield, but you could see that Steph was out there frustrated. And just also with Steve Kerr, especially with, like, what really got to me was some of the calls that the refs made, they would call it, and then they would just go the opposite way with it. I mean, it's ridiculous, especially with that kickball. That kickball really is what frustrated me the most.
Yeah, I didn't get that one either.
Yeah, I mean, there was just some loopy calls on that. So I put part of this also just on the officiating, but, you know, it still doesn't take away the fact that, you know, with especially three of their top players out, and Kyrie was just going... It was just a baller last night. Let's just be honest on that. And he was just destroying us. But you could see it on Steph. You could see it on Draymond and Steve Kerr, obviously, you know, getting teed up for those three calls that weren't called. I mean, they just looked really lost out there at a certain point, especially at the end of the game. So, again, I think that it wasn't just Draymond. It was a lot of the team that was frustrated. And because it's really rare when you see Steph really getting frustrated and waving his arms in the air like that, especially when a timeout gets called. So that's all I wanted to bring up, guys. But, yeah, the officiating was just ridiculous last night.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, congrats on the baby.
Yeah, congratulations.
Raya, baby. There's some Raya stuff that I didn't get the kickball one either.
What? How? That's embarrassing.
So, you know what? There's a couple things that...
Gucci, man, the ref.
There's a couple things. Okay, so the Warriors have played three games with Butler, and not a big sample size, but there is something that hit me about last night's game. All right, who hurt him?
Kyrie.
And who would have guarded Kyrie 2 weeks ago?
Wiggins.
Yeah.
Wow, Stani.
And
who would have guarded Dame when they played Milwaukee?
Well, he had 10 turnovers, so they at least turned him over. But, like, Butler's defense isn't quite like Wiggins out on the perimeter.
And he's older than Wiggins. And the fact that he's a bit, I'm using Rusty, Steiny. That's what I saw. Mm. I said, so you're telling me the Butler didn't even take a chance. I was waiting on him to guard Kyrie. And that's
so
what I said.
He took a turn or two.
Yeah, but not.
Yeah. And how'd it go? I'm just saying.
He gave everybody that work. Rihanna, work.
And you know what? Here's the other guy that does it. Dennis Schroeder. What was the game, Evan, where Schroeder was really good on the ball and Kerr talked about how he gave us great energy on the perimeter? He was guarding somebody better than him.
Well, he made a play late in the Phoenix win where he stripped Durant from behind.
Yeah.
But he's at least pesky.
No, he is real pesky.
So they missed. They don't have their pesky defender. Well,
Kuminga's coming back, though. He can pick up 94 feet, and I know he ain't the best help defender, but Stani, I think right now he might be your best on-ball defender. Because point of attack, they're getting crushed right now.
Boy, that worries me a little bit.
It should.
Let's go to...
The Rockets coming out to play.
He's not playing tonight. Not Draymond's playing. The guy who was the original.
He played last night.
Eason.
He played last night,
he's
though.
Not, he's not playing tonight. He only had 25 last night.
Well, that helps us. You do not want to be one under at the break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But Phoenix is a carcass.
No, that's good.
Yeah. So San Antonio not doing it much better, Stoney. 3-7, both of them in their last 10.
Let's go to Philmo. Philmo Mike's in the house. Hey, Philmo, how you doing, buddy?
Hey. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man.
We got to get out to play some golf. We got to play out to play some golf. But nah, I was thinking, man, everybody keep talking about Draymond and the attitude. They keep talking about the attitude problems. We miss free throws, bro. Like, you can't, like, we fundamentals. Our layup package, if you play 2K, our layup package is like 65 right now.
Right.
Missing all these layups.
He's right.
Like, why are we trying to make it seem like it's attitude problems and people not playing with joy? Bro, make your layups and you'll be happy because you won the game. Like, it's not brain science and rocket science. Like, we tricking off. Stop penciling games. Analysts, everybody, fans, stop saying, oh, we should win this game. And then the Warriors go off and trick off all these games. We tricking off 7-8 games in a year, bro. We could be a lot better.
Yeah.
It's fundamentals. You're not playing hard. Play hard. Steve Kerr said, we came out lackadaisical. Why are you coming out lackadaisical? You're not OKC, bro. Come out, play hard. Maybe in the third quarter, Steph ain't got to play. Jimmy ain't got to play. But they need to change their mindset. I don't know what the hell it is, but missing layups, missed like 8 layups last night.
It's frustrating.
Draymond, Steph, and the foul. We ain't even going to talk about the foul calls. James Williams, Gucci Man, I don't know what he doing. It's crazy out there. Kick balls that ain't being called. You trying to reverse calls that happened. What I would thought that you only look at the one play. You don't get to look at all these extra plays in the thing. Oh, he did this and that. And then the play goes, I don't get that. When something happened, oh, did the foul happen? No, we're not contesting that. We're contesting this. And they try to look at all these other extra plays that happened before. They don't do that no other time. But nah, man, we lost the game because we missed free throws and we tricked off 6, 7, 8 layups.
But Mike, 15 yeah. to 18 on the night. Only I know Steph missed that one, but they were 15 to 18. You're on point with everything else, but the free throw line last night, they only missed 3 out of 18.
You got to make your free throws, bro, to go up one. That's huge. That changes the whole dynamic of the game.
No, come on now. I hear you.
You go up one off two free throws.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Filma.
When it's your best player.
Oh, I wanted to ask him something. Yeah. I bet he has a lot of action this weekend. All-star.
Well, we got it tonight.
Atco Pest Control is paying $10 for a super chat. It says Steiny Explain. Why don't I just change it to Guru? Explain to me why we haven't made the playoffs since JP left. Jordan Poole. He had 42 last night, by the way.
5-5.
And 45 the other night. And Jimmy makes more than Wiggins, JP, and Clay combined. So what did we really accomplish?
Well, I'll say this to that. I'm the biggest, and I'm not ashamed of it, and I told you, I'm the biggest Jordan Poole fan there is. It was not natural him leaving. There was a family fight and a divorce it was imminent. And that's why we lost him. Have we done a good job of replacing him? No. But now we can't, that's old stuff, Stoney. We got to move forward. But the bottom line, what I want to ask you and Evan, and I'm not putting it at the doorstep of these three, but they're the bigs. When you talk about Looney, Post, and TJD, Stoney, those are not the most athletic bigs. So to me, it starts there. When you got big dudes that can't just take the ball up and flush it off a good dime. They can do it every now and again, but now it's starting to filter out. Steph misses his share, and we're seeing it more. But this is an athleticism issue when you have a team, because we're saying it pretty, because we're not trying to be mean. But when you can't finish, Donnie, to me, that's athleticism.
It's part of it. They aren't athletic.
We don't got no...
They aren't athletic.
No, you know what? Amari Stoudemire to give it to him or take it up and just dunk it. Lynn Bias. Nothing remotely close. We got heavy foot dudes down there. And Looney's part of it. As much as I love Looney, we're missing bunnies.
Let's put Rats on the Table, sponsored by Atco.
Where you going?
Let's rank these guys on athleticism. Okay.
All right, I'm your guy.
Curry. Below average. Butler, average athlete, I would say. NBA, I'm comparing him to other NBA players. Draymond Green,
below average.
Kuminga.
Above.
Okay. Pajemski.
Average. Oh, below average, all right.
Buddy.
Pods can dunk. No, I'm just. Why are you got? No, not like. See, now it sounds like I'm caping for him. Pod's athleticism, Steiny, is
what?
I'm not saying he's AI. He's not. He got some Fred Astaire to his game. He got the Steve Nash for his body type.
The Warriors are woefully unathletic compared with other NBA teams.
That's a problem. And that's why Kuminga being out this long has really hurt.
We got to change the bar on athleticism.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, boy.
It's just dunking.
I know.
No, meaning.
I'm just saying.
Jumping at. Evan got. Oh, boy. Evan.
you guys. Hey, Kenny. Pods can dunk.
I will never get
actually, you know
again.
What?
I don't. I'm trying to picture
Pods
him dunking.
Pods can dunk. I've seen him. Steiny, stop.
He can. What, Steph Curry?
Yeah, I think he threw one down not too long ago.
He's got to bounce that thing, you know, like he does in warm-ups.
He's got to be downwind.
No, they're not athletic.
Like, let's say you work at B of A, all of us. If you could dunk a basketball, athleticism, you're already average. Like, that's
not
impressive.
For NBA. These are the
But
best.
Pods is not 6'10", Steiny.
What's your point?
Dude, I think he's average athleticism.
Hey, well, you got,
but you're saying the whole
you got
NBA.
Seven average guys and one guy who's
he's more athletic than Chris Paul.
Who?
I'm trying to Pods. I'm trying to go through all these guards now.
Is he more athletic than Jordan Poole?
No, hell exactly. No.
Is he more athletic than any of the players he will have to guard tonight on the Houston Rockets?
No, this is Athletic City. This is the real Kawakami and Marcus Thompson, the Athletic. Well, he's at the stand. Drop that, TK. You know what I mean? These dudes, it felt like open gym in the first half of that game last night. I'm going to just say it.
Well, I wish you would have come out with that. Instead, you were saying, pretty good effort by the guys. By the guys.
You guys are hard, man.
I'm just kidding.
No, but athleticism is an issue.
Who?
And Butler, I think you robbed him of, come on now.
I robbed him of what?
Athleticism.
He used to be.
Yeah. He's 35, Goo.
Well, he ain't played in 30 days.
And your point is? Just say, Steiny, you're right. They're very unathletic. Goo?
What about GP2? I'll wait. Above average.
My fault.
Steiny, the dude. Come on, man.
But this is what you got to understand. If you drop Gary Payton II onto the Houston Rockets right now, he'd be one of their least athletic guys.
Nah, see, he's got.
I'm just saying.
Not his bounce is. He's got some bounce
to him. He's a little bouncy.
He could play D. Got slippery hips.
And he really. Oh, my gosh. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. A couple things coming up on the other side. One is your official shot to play knockout. We're running out of spots. I think we have five more. On the other side, I'm going to give you the keyword to play knockout at Chase. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Mike Dunleavy, Golden State Warriors general manager, and Guru is going to grill him. And Guru's already told Raymond Ritter that he's coming down Dunleavy's road for this team's lack of athleticism.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.